Hello, continent, and welcome to your continental breakfast. My name is Mindy, and I will be your server for today. Can I interest anyone in some freshly squeezed orange juice? Australia? South America? Oh, hello, Antarctica. I'm so glad you could join us. Please, have a seat right there next to Africa. Do you need a blanket in case you get cold?
Mindy, why are there a bunch of continents at your dining table?
Oh, because we're having a continental breakfast, Guy Raz. Here, take a seat next to Asia. I made you some avocado toast.
Okay, but can I get that to go? Remember, we've got a game show to do.
Oh, you're right. Okay, continents, the continental breakfast is going to end a little bit early. And by early, I mean in 5 seconds. So thank you all so much for coming, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye!
Okay, hit the lights!
And swab the deck! We're rolling in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after chewing with your mouth full, it's
Two What's and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another earth-shattering round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about worms and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, a worm once ran for mayor in Talkeetna, Alaska, and won?
Or was it B, some worms can poop out of their mouths?
Or was it C, there's a species of worm that only exists in New York City?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Sasha from New York. Sasha, tell us the winning wow.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sasha, and I'm 7, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. And my wow in the world is that worms can poop from their mouth. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz and Reggie. I like your show.
Winner, winner, worm poop for dinner!
Sasha, that is correct. Contestants, if you guess the answer B, some worms can poop out of their mouths, well, you found the wow. Congratulations.
Believe it or not, the mouth of the hammerhead worm is also its butt. This worm sucks its prey through its mouth, then later poops it out of the same opening.
And for those of you who guessed A or C, well, you weren't that far off. If you guessed A, Talkeetna, Alaska did not have a worm as their mayor, but it did have a cat as its honorary mayor for 20 years. His name was Stubbs, and he was considered by some to be the most adorable mayor in the history of America.
And if you guessed C, there is not a single species of worm that exists exclusively in New York City, but there is a species of ant known as the Manhattan ant that can only be found on New York's island of Manhattan.
Now, Mindy, won't you please tell our winning contestants what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible can of worms.
This invisible can of worms is not for opening.
So what is it for then?
Well, it's for not for opening. In other words, you don't want to open this can of worms.
Okay.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break to clean up my continental breakfast, but when we get back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
talking about race
is complicated.
Understatement.
On the Code Switch podcast
from NPR,
we dive right into that complexity to try to make sense of some of the thorniest issues in our society
and our families and friendships. Chop it up with us.
Subscribe to the Code Switch podcast on NPR One
or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. Now back to the show.
It's time for today's round of Two What's in a Wow. Today's category is...
continents. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about continents, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up what's.
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about continents is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, the Earth's crust where the continents sit is getting thicker over time?
Or is it B, your fingernails grow at the same rate as continents move apart?
Or is it C, based on the fact that Australia is moving westward at a very slow rate, scientists believe that Australia will collide with Africa in 100 million years.
So one more time, is it A, the Earth's crust where the continents sit is getting thicker over time?
Or is it B, your fingernails grow at the same rate as continents move apart?
Or is it C, based on the fact that Australia is moving westward at a very slow rate, scientists believe that Australia will collide with Africa in 100 million years?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and whisper it to a bird.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Pangea Puzzler.
About 300 million years ago, the Earth didn't have seven separate continents. There was only one supercontinent called Pangea.
And ever since then, continents have been drifting apart, which is why we have the continents that we know today. Our challenge to you is to recreate Pangea.
And to do this, just print out a world map and cut out all the seven continents. From there, try to put the continental pieces of the puzzle back together the best you can.
See if you can match where the continents were when they were all connected. You can research to see what Pangea used to look like if you need some help.
And when you've completed your Pangea puzzle, snap a photo. Grown-ups, you can send those photos to us at tinkercast.com/share for a chance to be featured on some of our social media.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game when we play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow was produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.